Hello, and thanks for listening to JoJo's Bizarre Podcast.
Hey.
My name is Mark DeVries. That person who jumped the gun is Miles Ma.
Hey.
Hi, Miles. How are you?
Good.
Good. Great. Grand. Also joined by Jackie J.
Hello.
Hey, Jackie.
Hey, Jackie.
Hello, Jackie J. Jimenez.
That's right.
That's me.
The J stands for Jimenez.
Jimenez.
We're a podcast that used to talk about JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, and then they stopped making the anime.
What do we even do?
So what we do now...
What's the point of this?
...is we just cover animes that we feel like covering, or you suggest, or that have some kind of connection to JoJo, although we've run pretty short on those. If you didn't know, we've already covered Bao. I don't think we care about that detective one. Is there an anime for that one?
Bao.
Or for Gorgeous Irene. I don't think they did an anime.
Blah, 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 blah. Probably not.
I think right now, honestly, I'm just waiting for the new Rohan OVA, which I think came out, but isn't like released anywhere, like on home video. But once we get that, we'll cover that, I promise. This week, we're going to be talking about Fist of the North Star, also known as Hokuto no Ken. Which
What does Ken mean?
Fist. Technically, the name of this anime...
So his name. So even the guy's name is Fist...
Well, I'm sure it's written with a different kanji, but
it's Ken of
probably,
the North Star.
It's probably no coincidence. Yeah, it's short for Kenneth. so we covered the original anime, which is ran from 1984 to 1988. By the way, Hokuto no Ken, this is technically Fist of the Big Dipper, which ironically does not have the North Star in it.
Oh, I thought it did.
No,
it does.
The North Star is in the Little Dipper.
Oh.
Yes, the Big Dipper points to the North Star.
Right. I also discovered while researching this that the Big Dipper is sometimes called the Wagon, Charles's Wain, or the Plow.
Okay.
Also Ursa Major.
Which the Big Bear.
Great Bear. Yeah.
Ken, not a bear, I don't think.
No.
Because he's not hairy.
No.
Yeah, he's out there in the apocalypse shaving his chest.
He rips all his clothes all the time.
Maybe he's not that hairy.
Well, we'll get into it.
We're going to get into this hair issue.
We're going to get inside his chest. Besides that, we also read your emails, your correspondences in our correspondence corner, or in this case, the... what's a W word for talk? I don't even know. The...
Werewolf.
Writer's Wasteland, I guess. Write in Wasteland.
Oh, boy.
That's where we're going to go, and we're going to starve. And die of thirst. So, you can write to us by writing to jojosbizarrepod@gmail.com. We have an email here from an old writer named Paul. And by old, I mean like a few emails
ago. You mean
ago.
Young.
Well, yeah, young. Basically, I'm just going to summarize this. Paul went to America, came back to Ireland, and there's some drama there that I won't get into. But I think everything's going to come out okay, Paul.
Everything's going to be fine.
Just so you know. Paul suggests we watch Haikyuu, which is a good anime about volleyball. And that's what got him and others into playing volleyball.
There's an anime for everything, huh?
There honestly is. If anyone knows a good running anime that like actually gets into technical things about running, suggested. I want to see Miles' reaction to that.
Love running.
But I hope it's like heightened and it's like ridiculous running that they do. Like it's like a half planet long race and stuff, or they run into the earth. Paul signs off by saying, your youngest listener from the best country, which in this case is Ireland, I believe. P.S. I'm black, so I don't really have an accent.
How does that... You can have an accent.
Everyone has an accent.
Everybody can have an accent. Also, everybody has an... Yeah, that's true. Everybody has an
P.P.S.
accent.
Dio is my favorite JoJo. Fine. Arguable. P.P.P.S. If you don't have one, you should make a Patreon.
We have one.
A lot of people would be glad to give you support in the form of currency.
Oh, really?
Support us with your currency.
You know, Paul, I'm glad you said that. Because if you go to patreon.com/JJBpod, you will find a place where you can do just that. And we want to say thank you to our patrons. I want to see, do they have preferred names that we should really use here? Well, I know Chad is a patron. Big ups to Chad out there really supporting us from, I don't know about day one, but for a long time. Should I use these names here? Also to Christian, thank you very much. And to Kevin. Kevin has contributed to the tier that will let them force us to watch an anime. Kevin sent over a list of suggestions. I don't want to give away yet what those are, but probably next month, mm-hmm. first episode of February, we'll pick one and watch it. And there's some good choices. Kevin has some good taste.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Kevin wasn't like, there's a croquet anime I want you to watch.
Come on.
So we'll be okay.
I want to watch that croquet anime.
You can also follow us on Twitter, by the way, at JJBpod. That's where we talk about, well, basically the episodes and Patreon. That's really it. Occasionally a JoJo news thing, but you can do it is what I'm saying. You don't have to.
You don't have to.
All right. So, as I mentioned, Fizz the North Star was a manga, I think, that started the same year as the anime, 1984, which might explain some of the filler. So it's a very classic anime feel. It is written by a guy named Budonsen. That's just how he signs his name and stuff.
That's
and
cool.
Illustrated by a gentleman named Tetsuo Hara. It was serialized in Weekly Shonen Jump and is an extremely influential work. You can see its influences in shows like Trigun,
JoJo's,
and Berserk, Rikki-O. And yeah, certainly part one of JoJo's has some of the character design.
Yep.
Some of the villains who somehow are five times the size of regular men. And mm-hmm. you're unsure how they got that big.
Saying move names.
Yep.
Yeah.
I have a whole bit on that.
Oh, nice.
It's one of the highest grossing media franchises of all time, estimated to get to take in more than $20 billion over its time. It's considered, I think, like one of the top 25 animes of all time.
I can't believe Disney hasn't bought the rights.
I think there might be some thematic conflicts here, considering it's all about making people explode.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, it's certainly sort of a antiquated look and feel. I personally really like that retro-ness to it. The yelling of the move names, the yelling of the techniques, which we see in Bao, by the way, another Araki work before JoJo.
Mm.
And in parts one and two, there's a lot of technique call-outs. Is sort of based on a real thing called Ki-Ai, which is in martial arts, which in Asia is rooted in China.
Ki-Ai?
Ki-Ai. Comes from yelling while you attack because it helps you exhale properly. It gets your blood pumping and it can frighten your opponent. You can yell things also, so, you know, well, in martial arts,
do you not let me yell
matter.
On the mic because you don't want me to unleash my full power?
That's part of it. The other part of it is it hurts the listeners. And so I have to go and quiet you down. And
we can't hurt them. We're here to protect them.
I tried to find out where the technique in anime started, and it's possible it started in Mazinger Z, or Mazinger Z, I don't know how you say it, which is like 1973 anime, giant robot shit. And the creators were like, we should have them yell the names so the kids at home, because the demographic was like 3 to 10, so the kids at home can yell along with it.
Aww.
So we really should have been yelling along with this show, but there are always new names.
Next time.
Yeah, there has not been one repeat, I don't think.
Yeah, and some of them are really specific. You're like, Ken, you just fucking made that up right now.
That's what I felt like.
By the way, we watched episodes 1, 2, and 3.
Interesting choice.
Yeah, well, I feel like we've skipped around before, and then it's Wait, obvious like we missed stuff, you know?
This show is for children? With the exploding heads?
No, Mazinger Z was more for children. This is for, this is certainly for teenagers.
Okay.
Other...
I'm imagining like kids playing and like maybe not for this, but like the whole yelling thing is good for like if you're gonna play and pretend that you are like the character, you just and you know the moves, you can like pretend you're using that move, you know? And then with your imagination, like whatever, the everything is changing color and there's lightning and whatever, you know?
At what age do you think you're ready to see men's heads explode?
Yeah.
10?
Yeah, 10.
10's pretty good. You've already learned a little bit of biology, so you can understand why this happens.
Yeah.
So for those who don't know, you have probably heard samples or seen GIFs of this anime. Specifically, if you've ever seen a guy hit another guy a bunch of times, and then inexplicably after a pause, their head explodes or their whole body explodes... that's where this is from. In terms of JoJo influence, again, we see, I was really happy we saw it. I wasn't sure when the technique shows up, but in the very first episode, we see the 100 hit, the 100 crack fist, the Hokuto Hyakuretsuken, that Kenshiro does.
It's auras.
causes a guy to blow up. And it's, yeah, it's pretty much where the ora ora muda muda dora dora comes from in the JoJo franchise.
Yay.
I would certainly say that Fist of the North Star is inspired by Mad Max. If you're familiar with Mad Max, it's a late 70s, maybe early 80s Australian movie franchise. It's like Mel Gibson's first movie career. And it's got the same thing where it's post-apocalyptic, water is very important, and everyone's in leather bondage gear for some reason.
Where do they get all this leather?
You know, it's just a meatpacking district in Manhattan. Went down there. Maybe a lot of cows survived the nuclear blast. Because this is all post-nuclear. It's set in the 1990s.
1990X.
It could be 1991,
mm-hmm.
1992,
mm-hmm.
and so on. I'm not going to do it all.
1990A, 1990B.
No, you can't. Jackie, this isn't hexadecimal.
1990Y, 1990Z.
Oh, wow. It's not even hex. We've gone all the way.
Yeah.
We're at, what, 35 possible combos? 36?
Yeah.
Wowie. Interestingly, for being something post-nuclear apocalypse, which is kind of a common setting, I think, or a common theme in Japan, there's no talk about radiation. You know? There's no, like, don't go there.
That's upsetting. That's too upsetting to talk about that stuff, I think.
You're okay with all the buildings and the Statue of Liberty being, like, blown apart?
Yes.
Yeah, that's fine.
And
that's the other thing. It doesn't take place in Japan, which is nice.
Yeah, it's weird.
Because I feel like that would hit too close to home.
Yeah, it doesn't. Literally. And yet they talk about like rice paddies and stuff, which is not a Western thing.
They've got rice paddies in like...
Do they?
The Southeast.
Really?
Yeah.
Do they just not call them that, or am I just uncultured?
I don't know.
Weren't there rice fields in like California or something?
I know they grow rice here in the U.S. of A.
The good old U.S. of A.
But like in that sort of grid-looking paddy, that's what I think of.
That I don't know.
That watery thing you see in like Vietnam and Japan and probably China.
Don't forget about the Philippines, Mark.
I don't really know anything about the Philippines.
Hmm.
There was some kind of, was there an earthquake?
A volcano. The Ta'a volcano.
Oh no. Is everyone okay?
I mean, not everyone.
Not everyone. Mm. Like a lot of people died?
I don't know.
Listeners, write in. Imelda Marcos, write in and tell us.
Tell us about your shoes, girl.
Tell us about how the fuck you managed to get elected in that country. And how many people died. And yeah, we're sorry for that. Not directly. Anyway. The martial arts, Fist of the Big Dipper. And the other one, we don't know.
Fist of the Little Dipper, right?
No, it's Fist of the Big Dipper. But okay. They translate it to English as the North Star, which is technically on the Little Dipper.
Okay, got it.
So it's not a great translation, but A, Fist of the Big Dipper sounds stupid.
I love it.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Fist of the North Star sounds cool.
I think Fist of Polaris would be pretty good, too, because that's a name for the North Star.
Mm.
But the scar on his chest is the Big Dipper.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they look pretty much the same.
Fist of the Constellation.
Yeah, there's a lot of constellations in this. It might be a spoiler, but his rival here, Shin, who we only see a little bit of, I was disappointed, in the third episode, I believe practices, it's Nanto Suiken or Suichen, and I think that's Fist of the Little Dipper.
Mm.
Or no, is it Nanto Seiken?
But another thing that this has in common with JoJo's is that there seems to be naming themes, like the bad guys are like named after card suits.
That's true.
Yep.
Rather than tarot cards.
And if we do have a constellation theme and a stars theme, then there's that too. Also, Jonathan Joestar has a star birthmark, and this.
Oh yeah.
And Kentaro has a...
Kenshiro.
Kenshiro, whatever. Ken.
It's not whatever, Jackie.
Okay, Kenshiro has a... I don't know if that's a birthmark or if they're like bullet hole wounds.
Oh, no,
like,
you didn't catch it?
No, what is it?
His rival, the long hair guy with the fancy ass shoulder pads, he put those in his chest.
Oh.
He poked holes with his fingies.
So I'm sorry, his rival's martial art is called Little Dipper Holy Fist. Nanto Seiken. And instead of, so Kenshiro's whole thing is he hits pressure points on the body, which is based in Chinese traditional medicine.
Mm-hmm.
But his rival And that causes you to blow up from the inside, whereas his rival just can go from the outside, just attacks. So he's able to just put his hand into people's bodies.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's nice.
It that is nice.
Isn't that nice?
It's nice.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We haven't seen if he can rip clothes by flexing and being upset yet, though. We don't know if he can do that, which is Ken's best technique.
I hope clothes is plentiful in this apocalypse because he keeps ripping. It's like every day he needs a new set of clothes because he gets angry
every
and he rips everything.
Day.
Yeah, it's really like...
Every day.
Maybe before the apocalypse, someone was like, let's go to Kmart, get 10 red shirts for $5.
I guess he saves a lot of money on washing clothes. He never has to wash his clothes. He just always buys new clothes.
Yeah, it's just not very environmentally friendly.
It's not.
To be throwing out all those clothes.
There's
all
plenty
the
of room for to dump all the stuff, though.
Maybe he knows how That's to true. Sew. Maybe he knows how to sew and he sews it back together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Possible.
But how much of an environment is there to ruin? It's all a wasteland.
Yeah,
it's
true. They just dump all the clothes on the nuclear waste. By the way, this anime also features just a fantastic 80s theme song called Ai o Torimodose, which means take back the love in English.
Give it back.
But the chorus part that everyone remembers is the You wa shark.
How popular is this? When you say everyone.
Ochitekuru. What?
When you say everyone, like...
Everyone.
Do people like this anime?
I told you, it's extremely popular.
Yeah, but is it really?
It's one of the highest grossing media franchises,
period. Is
it just
popular among people like you?
You mean Japanese people?
Yeah.
People like me?
No.
Mark?
No.
There's a ton of pachinko games based on Fist of the North Star. There's a bunch of spin-off mangas. There's a novel written in 1996. There was a prequel started in 2001, and yeah, there was a live-action movie produced in America that apparently is complete dog shit.
Aww.
I've seen like a scene from it, and it's really bad. Although, I mean, the cartoon, the anime is obviously very cheesy as well.
Is it popular today?
The anime?
Yeah.
I think Fist of the Blue Sky, which is the later, the prequel, that might still be going.
Mm.
Or Fist of Rao, or whatever it is, who's a important character later. Yeah, so it's a huge deal, and it's still popular. There's an amazing fighting game made for it, where you can do instant kills, much like Ken here does. And one character can even commit suicide. And it's just great, because when you do those, the musical sting starts, the ba-na-bam, but you just see this guy jumping off a cliff. Yeah, it's very retro. I think the animation, to me, like, isn't really good except when people explode.
Exploding people are good.
Yeah, I really enjoyed seeing all the exploding heads, although I didn't love the high-pitched noise that accompanies them all. I don't know how you guys felt about it.
I liked it. It was fine.
If everything was so loud...
Everything was loud. Everyone is screaming.
His like fists cracking was also really loud. Like everything. Everybody's always screaming all the time.
Yeah, everything is as loud as everything else too. There's no like dynamics.
It's extremely compressed.
Nobody's like, hey, how's it going?
Yeah. No one's like, I'm going to kill you. It's just, yeah.
It's going to kill you. And my voice is as loud as punching.
My voice is as loud as my knuckles cracking.
Yeah.
Do you guys think this future is realistic? I mean, not that it, like, it already took place, because it's the 90s, but...
Right, now...
Like, do you think we'll be wiped out by nuclear war soon?
Yes.
I feel like...
I don't know.
There are... We live in an omen-filled time, and I'm wondering why there's not more, like, dystopian art like this.
I mean, there is, right? I mean, there's The Handmaid's Tale.
True, but that's,
right? That's a popular show
based on a novel.
Walking Dead.
But it's even more relevant.
Right, but a lot of this stuff
still
is
still
like,
relevant.
When do you make the adaptation into a more digestible medium like...
That's a good point.
Like TV. Like, we don't read these comics, right? We just wait to watch the anime because we're stupid.
Why isn't there more dystopian art that I personally watch?
Well, maybe you gotta watch more.
You should. You know, I was thinking this show would be darker than it was, and I think I was thinking of Berserk too much.
This one was funny. Like, all the fights were funny.
Yeah.
He's like a gymnast. He does all of these crazy flips. And and, like, he's super flexible, and his legs, like, go all, like, straight up, and, like...
He pours water from a water jug that he balanced on his left shin
into
a bag of rice that he's holding with his hands.
There's very little drama, I find. Mm-hmm. Well, in his fights anyway, there's like drama in whether the people around him get hurt, but like...
And they do.
Within the first three episodes, you've... Like, it's pretty well established that he's invincible and no one can harm him, except this guy who's his arch rival.
Mm. Right. Who's just a fancy bitch over in some castle.
Like Dio. Not unlike Dio.
Oh, yeah. And like JoJo, it's pretty homoerotic.
Is it?
I think so.
I didn't get that.
I didn't get that either.
It's just a bunch of... Well, because it's just a bunch of muscly dudes not wearing a ton of clothes. And his flashback with his rival... is the dude like putting his fingers inside his chest muscles to give him this really cool set of scars.
Is that horny?
And when there's like, when there's women in here, they're like just being kidnapped.
Playing the harp.
Or it's just Ken stares into the sky and thinks about...
Yuria.
I thought Bat was a girl, but Bat is not a girl.
Apparently Bat could sometimes be translated as Bart, which I really wish they would have gone with. Because Bat is not a name.
I like Bat.
Bat. You like Bat?
Not a name.
Yeah, that's a good name. In the post-apocalyptic world, I would, like, yeah.
Yeah, you can be anything in a post-apocalyptic world.
Are you thinking of the animal or, like, a baseball bat?
The animal.
Okay, that's a better name.
I also think it sounds good. It's a good short
bat
sound.
Let's try it. Hey, Bat, get over here.
Bat. I would, if somebody nicknamed me Bat, I'd be okay with that.
Bat.
Bat, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Lynn, that's a sin.
It's like Matt, but it's Bat.
Yeah, sure. You know how things are like other things.
Yeah.
Rhyming.
How do they eat enough to get so jacked?
That's my question. Is like, Bat is always like, oh, I'm so hungry. There's no food. Ken doesn't just steal food with me. And Ken looks like he's bulking like fucking crazy.
Uh-huh.
Like he has those cheat days that The Rock puts on Instagram where he eats like 40 Domino's pizzas.
I think he found like a blown out GNC and he just eats all the protein powder.
Yeah. Or he just like...
He never mixes it with water.
He found like a steroid supply from some medical clinic and his testicles are the size of like peanuts. But he can punch the fuck out of you.
Yeah.
Do you guys want more testicular imagery?
You don't need those.
Sure.
You don't need those peanuts.
Yeah, I mean, they're probably all sterile anyway.
So how does this magic work? Like, what is...
Well, first of all...
What is his powers?
It's not magic.
He can give people the power to speak. What is that? What do you call that?
It's medicine.
He called it a spell.
He did call it a spell. I think that's a bad translation. I think it probably should say technique. But I didn't hear him say waza.
So everything is about pressure points?
Yes. So, and this is based on real Chinese medicine.
This is real. Anyone can do
by
this.
By real, what I mean is real world people practice something called traditional Chinese medicine with acupressure, which the idea is that it can like free up circulation and get rid of blockages and stuff. And like almost none of it is proven. There's sort of a placebo effect. There's been like minor evidence that it can help with, something or other.
So this is still magic.
It's not magic, Jackie. It's okay, medicine. Fine.
But it like in this cartoon, in this anime, all of it works. Like all of it works. Right? Like that is a proven thing. If I can touch you in a certain spot and make your head explode,
right?
That's a proven thing that can happen.
Right. It's medicine.
Like in this show. Whereas in real life, there's nowhere I can touch you
but
that will make your head explode.
But someone could press a certain point on your body and your digestion would be better. It's like what Chinese medicine would believe.
This is an exaggeration of that,
Yes. Because the guy who wrote it was interested in martial arts and acupressure. And so he put them together.
Also, is this something that anyone can do or is Ken specially imbued with these abilities?
He is trained in the martial art. I don't think it's like, I think it's like Last Jedi and not, what was the last one? Rise of the Jedi? Whatever. It's like, yeah, I think anybody can do it, but you have to be trained and...
It's like Hamon.
He's like, yes, it's like Hamon. He's the successor of the art. So
got it.
Basically someone passed it down and died, I guess.
Are his thick eyebrows part of these abilities?
No. I think that's just genes.
That's something, that's a special ability that was handed down to him.
Well, I guess. It's not an ability.
So that's like Rise of the Skywalker eyebrows. Like his parents had the special ability to have these eyebrows and now he has these eyebrows.
I don't think that's true. These eyebrows, they're in fashion now, right, Jackie?
Thicker eyebrows, yeah.
Yeah, he'd be killing it. I think, I mean, Miles, you're a Bruce Lee fan, right?
Then eyebrows are coming back now because the 90s are coming back.
Oh, man.
And we took all the good things about the 90s, and now we're taking all the bad things, which include the really thin eyebrows. They're coming back.
Yeah.
But that's a choice. That's still a choice.
Do you think New York City will become dangerous again?
That's 80s. That's not 90s. Oh. Yeah. We'll have Clinton-era deregulation. We'll do another Iraq war.
Sweet.
Oh, cool.
It's cool. Saxophone on Arsenio Hall. There was a lot of good music in this show, including, like, it's just funny that there's, like, a sort of a jazzy, like, upbeat clarinet saxophone piece while...
There's Uria's harp theme.
Yeah.
You think that's a real harp?
I'm sure. I mean, there was stuff in here where you're like, wow, they had to hire, like, tiny orchestras back then to play this stuff. It just sounds way too good to be, like, synthesized. Miles, you're a Bruce Lee guy, right?
That's a little bit, yeah, sure. Yeah, I like Bruce Lee.
Yeah, did you feel like this is sort of biting his style?
Yeah, it was very...
That's my theory.
Like, the way he yelled and stuff, too, is, wah!
The high-pitched thing?
Mm-hmm.
Certainly scares or distracts your opponent.
Yeah, and the way he, like, bounced around.
Yeah.
Like a boxer.
Yeah.
That was very Bruce Lee.
I think he even, like, kind of, like, smudges his
nose.
Oh,
did he?
Yeah.
You think he wiped his nose? I didn't catch that.
Yeah, and Bruce Lee did that because he had terrible allergies.
I thought it was his use of cocaine.
He always had a runny nose.
All the bad guys look like clowns.
Only these last ones. No, only these last like ones. Clowns.
Where they get all this makeup, huh?
You know, the thing is, with them being named after the suits of playing cards, it's like, at least there's only four. Because it's like, after the second one, you're like, oh, okay, this is Monster of the Week or Gang of the Week shit. But then it's like, well... You know, with the tarot cards and JoJo, you're like, oh, fuck, we have like 21 of these to go. And then they're like, also Egyptian gods. And you're like, I don't know how many of those there are. How many episodes is this?
This season is long.
Yeah. But this one, it's like, I don't know what they're going to do after Heart. Because we saw three suits, not the fourth one.
I guess they're allowed to have makeup. You should have room to express yourself even in a post-apocalyptic world.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, art makes life worth living.
I think that's true.
And I guess if they run out of like actual like store makeup or whatever, like you can find plants and stuff that you can use as paint.
Oh yeah. You can use a lot of stuff as makeup.
Yeah, you can use a lot of stuff as paint. Yeah.
I will say though that in terms of things that could make this run long is that at one point Kenshiro says there are 708 pressure points.
Yeah.
Oh no. Are we gonna go through all of them?
You're like, holy shit.
How long does this anime go?
Oh man, I wanna say it's like 109 episodes.
That's so many episodes.
Let's see here. 109, and then they did a second series. Wait, what? It overlapped? Or no, right after they did a second series called Hokuto no Ken 2 that was 43 episodes. And then, yeah, I think now they're on Fist of the Blue Sky, which is... I think only one of them works on. The other guy's like, I'm done with that shit. There's a lot. And you can tell that there's some filler here because we have some flashback sequences.
It's true.
We have some reused sequences. And I mean, some of the reuse sequences are glorious, like Kenshiro running, Kenshiro powering up and his shirt explodes.
I like how instead of blood, it was just whiteness.
Or blackness in some cases.
Or blackness.
Oh, and it's a red background. Yeah. I mean, they just, like already, even watching this, I'm looking at the characters and I'm like, so is everyone scarred for life? Seeing people's heads explode in their town square?
I think once you've seen Nuclear Apocalypse... Maybe everything is just like water off a duck's back.
I guess.
You know?
I don't know.
Is that how trauma works?
why don't you find out? I gotta say, the music and stuff to me feels more 70s. I mean, I wasn't alive in the early 80s, thank God. But it feels like a little bit older than that. I don't know if you guys got a feel for that.
I don't know. I didn't really pay attention to the
music. I don't have a good feel for that.
All right, well, fuck you.
Sorry.
Mm.
While I was reading the Wikipedia, I found out that they, for merchandise 2 years ago in 2018, released a e-reader for Fist of the North Star that has like the first 16 volumes, and you cannot add anything else to it. It is only a two-screen folding device that has most of, maybe all, of this manga, and it's $300.
In color?
Probably not.
Forget it.
Probably just the original black and white.
Forget it then.
So I'm going to be buying that. if anyone wants to donate to the Patreon.
No, that's not what the Patreon fund is for. The Patreon covers our Crunchyroll. It covers our SoundCloud.
Yep. And like maybe a little bit of our Hulu, because we watch some stuff on Hulu.
Yeah.
One thing I like about this show, besides the nostalgia and the hyper-violence and the muscle men, is...
You love the muscle men.
That unlike a show like Trigun or... what's the samurai one? Samurai X?
Oh, Rurouni Kenshin?
Rurouni Kenshin. It's not like, I'm a deadly guy, but I'm not going to kill anyone. I'm a pacifist. Mm-hmm. Like, Ken is just like, I murder everyone.
Right.
I don't give a shit, but I'm still a nice guy, and I care about the children. I care about the rice.
Yeah, something like Rurouni Kenshin like questions whether violence is the answer, and this is just says yes.
Right.
This like is... in this kind of environment, the strongest dude wins.
Yep.
It's just how you use that power.
Right. It's a real politique approach to the apocalypse, which will probably be how it goes for a while.
That's why I'm getting really strong.
Yep. We're training right now, and we've been pressure pointing each other.
I've learned 3 out of the 800 pressure points.
Nice. What do you got?
I've got like the one behind your ear.
Got it. I think that's toe-y.
I've got the G spot.
I don't know if that's really what that is.
And I've got the back of your throat. Your throat specifically.
Oh no, the mark. The mark neck spot. The nape.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't even know if these are real pressure points either.
They all seem to be like around the temple area or in the neck area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which makes sense. The giant arteries there, you know, blood flow.
Yeah.
You could make people pass out using like sleeper holds, you know, if you like constrict their jugular or, well, some fucking part of your
neck.
What
if this was real? What if it was real that you could touch somebody in the wrong spot and they blow up?
Yeah. Well, you'd have to be careful about who you became intimate with physically.
Mm-hmm. You'd think that, yeah, this would be a very precise thing, you mm-hmm. know, but he kicks people and they mm-hmm. blow up. And it's like, your shoe is a shoe. It's not like a precise, it's not like acupuncture needles, you know?
I think some of it is like, that's not pressure points. He's just kicking you super hard.
Well, there are some techniques, like in the second episode, he throws a guy up in the air by holding the pole in a way that makes no sense. Because like, torque-wise, the guy threatens him with a pole. He's holding a pole with two hands. Kenshiro grabs the other end of the pole and then with one hand tilts the pole like all the way upward. And the guy, for some reason, like holds on to it. Like he mm-hmm. stays with it. I don't know. Maybe he's in disbelief and he's like, surely this guy doesn't have the tensile strength to lift me into the air.
He does, though. He's super strong.
And then Ken throws him off it, jumps up and like slaps his neck from both sides and knees him in the head. And I wanted him to land to be like, there's no technique there. That just, I just hit him really hard in an important part of the body.
What is it that makes it so delayed, though? You know, like, is it like people don't just die after he hits them? It takes like sometimes 10 seconds.
It's got to circulate through.
Sometimes 30 seconds.
It's got to circulate through their whole body.
Maybe. Yeah. I think like maybe like the blood starts to flow the wrong way. Like it gets blocked and then it builds up and then you explode.
And do you think the timer that pops up, is that something everyone can see or is that for our benefit?
You think there's like a floating like electronic clock display in their world?
I don't know.
Well, maybe. That's part of the power. He hits you in the forehead and you see clocks.
And you're like, oh no.
Yeah.
Just so they know like how much time they have left. They don't want it to be like a 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi thing. They want it to be exact.
I would love it if Ken was like, you have 6 seconds to regret your actions. And then I wish like somebody would be like, wait, Hank, can you explain? He's like, I didn't hear you right. What are you talking? Boom.
And it's not like any of them are like, oh my God, you're right.
I think it does happen. There's one guy later in this anime who kills people, but before they die, they feel an immense pleasure. Like they just feel great. Their whole body feels nice and warm and stuff. And then they die.
That's nice.
Mm. Yeah. I forget who does that one, but it looks great. He looks like Jesus, literally. So I guess that makes sense. I think if Jesus had a technique, it would make people feel good.
You don't even know you're already dead. Is that the line?
Yes, that's the famous line from Fist of the North Star, Omae wa mou shinderu, which means, you're already dead.
I wonder if anyone has that sweet tat. I'm going to look it up.
Oh, I'm sure. People probably have the Big Dipper tattoo.
Cool. Cool.
Let me see here.
How do you guys think rice seeds work?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever farmed.
I think they require a lot of water.
Mm. Mm. Oh.
And he did not plant them with any water. He didn't even bury them.
He just sort of sprinkled them over this old guy's grave.
Yeah, I think he wasted those rice seeds is what I'm saying.
And it was a lot. It was too many seeds. Like, you're supposed to, like, sow them. Like, you're supposed to put them in a line spaced apart.
Right. You want to spread them out so that they don't interfere with one another's growth. At least from my understanding of farming, which is very small.
Right. We don't really know.
And rice needs a lot of water.
That makes sense.
So I don't think it's going to work out, basically.
Yeah.
I like that if there's one like philosophy that came out of this, it's that guy saying you need to think of tomorrow.
Yeah.
We
need to think about tomorrow more.
But he died.
Right.
And his rice seeds got wasted.
But his life towards the end there was, you know, for the sake of tomorrow. He was thinking about the people in the village.
Don't stop thinking about tomorrow.
He was, hey, Fleetwood Mac, son of a bitch. He was, you know, thinking about, he believed the children are the future. And yeah, because I think someone at some point says, like, we're all going to die eventually.
Somebody says that?
I don't remember if he says that.
Was that not what you just think every time you wake up in the morning?
Well, it's not that. I didn't rule that out. Yeah, so I think this show probably drags a bit, and I wish that they would just do the fights and like skip the citizen stuff, unless they have some interesting citizen subplots. Because right now, what it is these gangs terrorize a town. The townspeople are like, but we can barely survive. And the gang's like, I don't care. Give us the mm-hmm. stuff. We'll kill you. And Ken's like, oh, shit, they're killing the people that are nice.
Yeah.
And then he goes to fight them. And they're like, you're just a guy. And he's like, check this shit out.
What a hero.
And then they blow up and stuff. And the town's like, what a good guy. And he's like, I got to go. And that's what we saw three times. And it's good. Yeah. But I just hope it's not 109 times.
Yeah, he's spreading himself too thin.
He's got to protect all the towns.
He's burning the candle on both ends.
Yeah. We don't know. There could be another out there.
You know what would really help him?
What's that?
Like one of those like Under Armour shirts, like a nice technical fabric that wicks away sweat and like moves with his body.
Click clack.
Because then he wouldn't need to like go through all these cheap red shirts all the time.
Yeah, but I think the red shirt thing really intimidates the opponents.
Yeah.
They get to see the scars.
They're like, oh my God, he doesn't even need to think about
Doing
laundry or anything. That's so scary.
They're like, this is the eyebrow guy who made all my friends' heads explode. I should definitely fight him.
I haven't seen any cool tats of this, by the way. I'm still looking.
Do you think that he has to have like sunburn, like suntan lotion on at all times? Or
no.
Maybe like after this explosion, like the sun doesn't burn as bad?
No, I don't think he burns.
But his shirt's always popping off. It'd be good to see him before a fight just like put on some...
sunscreen?
You know, some Pantone. No, what is it? What is it called?
Pantone is the color company.
Coppertone?
I know. Coppertone, thank you. Or banana boat.
Banana boat.
What's the one with the kid's butt being exposed by the dog?
I think that's Coppertone.
Is it Coppertone?
I think that is Coppertone, yeah.
Okay. We've learned a lot today.
I don't think he needs sunscreen. I don't think he's in the sun for that long. And I think that because he's always with his shirt off, like his skin is used to the, and he's obviously Japanese. So I think that they can stay in the sun longer than regular white people, depending on the
regular white people,
depending on the regular white person.
How dare you?
Also, he has dark hair, so he can also probably stay in the sun, like no matter what, even like, I don't know. But like, if you have darker hair, you don't burn as easily. Usually if you have darker hair, dark eyes.
Is everyone white in this show?
Unclear.
I think he's Japanese because he's Bruce Lee.
His name is also Kenshiro.
Yeah.
And they do this Asian martial art.
Yeah.
But I think it's sort of just like mixed, you know? It's like all anime where you're never really sure.
Maybe it's America where it's just a melting pot and everybody's everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've heard people say that America's not a melting pot. It's more like a salad. Like things aren't quite mixed. They're all in there together, but...
Some things are mixed.
Yeah, some things are mixed.
And some things are a salad.
It's getting more mixed.
There are some...
We've got work to do.
That's right.
Get out there and start fucking.
That's why this podcast is endorsing salad for 2020.
Salad?
It's good for you.
Why don't we endorse melting pot?
Because you need the fiber.
Fondue.
Oh, yeah.
We endorse fondue.
You desperately need the fiber, Mark.
Yeah, we endorse the fondue fountain, which is a metaphor for when people mix and then jump out of the top of something and you dip your food in them.
Oh, okay.
I think cool. I've lost it. Yeah, I find this really charming, the old school style. I like people blowing up. This might be something that I continue watching just while like eating lunch or breakfast on the weekends.
Is it dubbed?
I don't know that I can. Oh, yeah. Probably awful. Probably fucking terrible. I don't know that I could see myself watching all of it. That would be in like sort of a thing where I'd be like, oh, I've seen all of Fist of the North Star. But then I'd also be like, I did not watch a lot of good TV this year. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I liked it.
I liked it too. I want to know more about what's going on.
Yeah, there's a whole backstory here, obviously.
Yeah.
It's a little bit noirish because he has a hidden past that you don't know about.
I love it.
It reminds me a little of like Spike Spiegel because Spike Spiegel has Julia in his past and this guy has Yuria.
Yeah, which is probably supposed to be Julia considering Yuria is part of your piss.
What?
Yuria.
Ew.
It's a component of urine.
Look, let's
She shouldn't have that name.
Maybe her dad was a urologist.
And he named her after his favorite part of pee?
Yeah.
His other daughter, water?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sure. This episode's brought to you by pee.
Yeah. Sorry.
You got to deal with that shit. Now drink it, Jorno. I think in some ways we should have just watched one of the movies because those are probably like better produced and paced and stuff, but I think going back to the source is a good idea.
Do you think it's totally irresponsible to have a dog in a post-apocalyptic world? You know, if people are starving, how can you feed a dog?
Well, otherwise the dog is on its own, so it's better for you to help it, you know?
I don't know.
Depends where you put dogs in priority, Miles.
Below humans.
Fair enough.
Dogs can also help because they can sniff out, maybe they can help you find food.
That's true.
And they can sniff out ghosts inside a house.
Okay.
So if you're like, oh, this house is abandoned, thank God we're in this post-apocalypse, but then the dog starts barking, you're like, I don't need this on top of these gangs.
Mm.
I don't need a ghost to fuck around with me.
True.
Also, you could eat the dog. If like it's like a last desperate
That's a good point.
Meal.
The dog can warn you if people are coming in general as well.
Yeah, a little. Yeah, but then if it's too yappy a dog, it could warn other people that you're there.
Oh.
You don't want that.
No, but the dog she has is a good dog.
I feel better about this dog now.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad that we were able to put that to bed for
you. It's a reciprocal relationship. Yeah, the dog helps you.
I was really in favor of getting rid of the dog, but now I feel neutral about it.
Okay. Because you can eat it?
Because you can eat it, yeah.
I was looking up some of these voice actors, but like a lot of them pretty much just did shit in the 80s, and that was it. One of them does voices in Saint Seiya, which is just also has a fantastic theme song and is a long-running, well, it was a big 80s anime. The opening to this anime is done by a band called Crystal King. And I forget the name exactly of the guy. Let's see here. But the lead singer of Crystal King's name is Monsieur Yoshisaki.
Oh.
Do with that information what you will.
Follow him on SoundCloud.
Yeah, that's definitely where he is. You are shock. Yeah, by the way, there's like a Hokuto, you know, Fist of the North Star wiki that lists like every pressure point that's been targeted. It's pretty great. But yeah, I think it's fun to see all the different techniques and kind of compare them. It's like you intellectually collect them all. You know, you get to see which one's your favorite.
Gotta catch them all.
Like in JoJo, I like that wall punching one with the wine. That one's cool. I like the underwater, what would call like deep blue overdrive or something.
But at least they had like a thematic similarity. They were all overdrive.
Right.
These are all over the place, right?
All over the place. Well, no, they're always fists, I think.
Oh, right, there are
some. Yeah, where it's like blow to the back of the neck and the head or whatever. And you're like, yeah, that's what I saw. It's like hard to picture kids yelling along to this, really.
Yeah, there's no consistency.
Sorry, I'm trying to see if the voice actor for Bat has done anything interesting. A few of them have worked on Crayon Shin-chan. something that a lot of the Japanese people of our generation today watched as kids over there. It's like a common cartoon. That's not interesting, Mark. No one cares. And a few of the voice actors also were in Captain Tsubasa and Shin Captain Tsubasa. Also a big 80s anime. I didn't know that. I thought it was just soccer that was more modern. But I know they've...
It's a pretty old anime.
They've resurrected it again.
Yeah. And isn't it still going? Like, it starts out when he's like a little kid. And I think it follows him until he is a grown man playing like professional soccer.
Wait, so does it start with him just playing like little league soccer?
Yeah.
Fuck, I just started writing Captain Soccer.
Like he's a kid who moves to a new town, and the way he connects with people is he's super good at soccer. That's and like sick. The new town he moves to sucks at soccer.
Mm.
Oh.
And he turns them around.
No, the original Captain Tsubasa was just 83 and 84. And then they've done a few like resurrections or sequels since then.
Mm.
So it's possible it shows him at different ages and stuff. I think we do see, like, we obviously get a prequel I mentioned to Fist of the North Star. I don't know if we go to...
What is the prequel? Like, they're all standing around and then bombs drop at the end?
Oh, I don't know if it's pre-apocalypse, but it's just like all of the characters that we eventually get to know that aren't just these disposable gang members, but the other people in the martial arts schools all just, I guess, maybe it's like political drama. Like they're all like, I will take on, it's like Succession, but instead of a giant media company, they're trying to see who will succeed the martial arts that makes your head explode.
Oh,
that'd be a cool show. I hope that's what it is.
I hope it's just regular people going to work, like at office jobs in Manhattan, and then bombs drop.
Yeah, okay. I was trying to see if Lin or Rin from Fist of the North Star, if we ever see her grow up, because I feel like I've seen it in the fighting game. And like, if you do her instant kill, I think you just see her near like a house that's on fire. And I'm like, what? Is that, is that from her like awful memory that she just triggered? Like, that's fucked up. Yeah, I don't really know how much else there is to say about this. It is a fun little time capsule. It's nostalgic. It's got some hype moments and music.
It's straightforward so far.
It's not very deep. And it's certainly not a work of feminism. I'll say that. Like, I think it probably even gets worse.
Maybe.
There's maybe one or two female martial artists. So I don't know. I could be completely wrong. Please correct me if you're familiar.
Yeah, I don't think it's homoerotic in as much as it ignores the existence of women mostly.
Yeah, because it's just focused on combat. So it's like, yeah, women. We all like them. Anyway, look how jacked these dudes are.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's also not heterosexual. Nobody is pursuing any romantic relationships whatsoever.
Right. It's an asexual beat-em-up.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying that I think that maybe it's the gay male gaze that I assume everyone has.
I just don't get the sense of like horniness from the show that I do from JoJo.
Well, I think it's unintentional. I think it's just the idea of like, presumably, I have no idea, I'm making a big assumption, straight dudes that are like, what's the manliest possible dude bro thing, and like a muscle dude beating up another muscle dude, but then you're like, this,
but we can't have too many
be...
women in it because it's then it's not manly, so
because we don't care about women. That's like, yeah, we'll get there, but this is about combat, and so you just have like two muscle dudes like yelling at each other without too much clothes on. It's pretty good
eyebrows too,
but I would like to see some women get up in there.
Yeah, women get up in there.
Yeah, get out of my dreams. Get into my flesh. You know? Jackie, did any of the explosions make you think of like body horror? Like David Cronenberg-esque
not
kind of stuff?
Not really.
No?
Well, a little bit, maybe. What was I? Oh, the another reason why the Dio guy reminded me of Dio too is doesn't he like stick his fingers in people? Doesn't Dio do that?
Yeah, that's his technique, is he puts fingers inside people. He's got long hair.
And he sucks your neck. Blood. Doesn't he suck your blood?
No,
he does not suck your blood.
I don't think so.
How does Dio suck people's blood?
With his fingers.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but this guy isn't sucking anything.
Just saying Dio does something with his fingers and this guy does something with his fingers.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Okay.
The Dio stuff is grosser though, because you can see the skin running over his fingers and he's like grabbing your vein and stuff. It's like, Then he drains your blood.
Why do you do that, Dio?
I mean, he has fangs, right? He could just suck people's blood, but it's probably messier. He doesn't like the taste.
Mm, I get that. It's very irony.
Do you think... irony? Do you think he...
It's very ironic.
Maybe he tastes with his fingers. He's got little tongues on each one.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Vampirism is weird in JoJo's.
Yeah. It's really like Araki heard a little bit about vampires, and then before somebody could explain all the mechanics, he was like, oh, I see, and just started
writing. Also, they shoot laser beams out of their eyes.
Yeah, and they were like, no, they suck the blood, and they're kind of like, all right. So I'd recommend anybody who's a fan of anime watch some of Fist of the North Star. Obviously, you could find it on GIF keyboards all over the internet. But the original anime is on Crunchyroll or VRV, if you can get the app to work. It's on Japanese Netflix. I don't know if it's on the American one. Maybe you got a VPN, that bad boy. Hmm. Yeah, that's been it for us. Again, if you have thoughts on this or any other anime, or JoJo, especially JoJo, write to jojosbizarrepod@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at JJBpod. We have a Twitch that I haven't used yet, twitch.tv/JJBpod. And please go to our Patreon and give us money, baby.
Money, please.
Patreon.com/JJBpod. It starts at $1, and it would really help us out.
Just $1.
It's a dollar.
Because, yeah, it's a dollar.
Give
you could
us
do
a dollar.
$1, $3, or $20. But that's a one-time thing. You can cancel immediately, and we'll still watch whatever weird-ass anime you pick. As long as it's not hentai, we don't want that. Also, please rate and review us. Rate and review us on iTunes, because we haven't had a new review in a while, and it would be nice. And the more you rate us, the more we, the higher we go. And it would be great to be the number one anime podcast in the world.
Well,
I think we can do it.
That's ambitious.
Yeah, especially after the world explodes from nuclear war.
Then we can be the only podcast left.
That's right. But we're all mutated and fucked up.
Like, yeah.
Anyway.
And we'll scream the whole time.
Yeah. That's right. We'll yell the whole time. Everything on the podcast will be loud, and there is a like saxophonist in the background. Have a great week, or whatever kind of week you want to have.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
Ooh. Bye.
That's your sign off, Jackie?
Yeah.
Just a defeated.
I'm tired.
Yeah.
Goodbye.